The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I have a confession to make. Whenever I read the story of Jesus's baptism, I get jealous. There have been so many times in my life when I have longed for God to just burst through the clouds of confusion and uncertainty and just make himself clearly, undeniably known. When I have to make a big decision or I find myself at a fork in the road, I often find myself wishing I could read God's mind or that someone would just tell me exactly what to do. And in especially challenging times, or when I am really doubting myself, I long for God to just burst through the clouds and remind me, "You are my daughter, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." So yes, when I hear this powerful story about Jesus, I get a little bit jealous. I want the experience of hearing, seeing, and feeling God's presence in an undeniable way. And this does, of course, happen. I have many friends who have had powerful experiences of encounters with God. People do hear God's voice speak audibly. People are miraculously healed. And people do have visions or feel the Holy Spirit wash over them in a powerful way. I'm sorry. There's a ladybug right here. That actually goes really well with my sermon. All of these experiences are gifts from God to be treasured. But for whatever reason, I have found thus far in my life and in many of my friends' lives, God chooses to speak to me and to most people in quieter, subtler ways. A big part of our Christian faith is learning how to see God, how to hear God's voice, and how to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in the normal day-to-day routine of our lives. Not just in the big, striking moments of decisions or epiphanies, but in the mundane reality of our everyday. A few years ago, I went to a family Christmas party that was hosted by my cousin and his wife. They have three adorable children, Polly, David, and Hannah. At this Christmas party, I was playing in the backyard with the two older kids, Polly and David. At the time, Polly was 5 and David was 3. They decided that they wanted to play hide and seek in the backyard. And of course, I was it first. I counted to 10 while they hid. As I turned around and opened my eyes, I immediately saw David, the 3-year-old, hiding in plain sight underneath a glass-topped table on the patio. Pretending not to see this, I set out to find Polly. whom I found hiding in the space between the house and the fence. Polly and I then set out to find her little brother together. Now, both of us knew that David was hiding under the table, but Polly and I made a big show of trying to find him, looking under rocks and behind bushes and calling out, "He's not here. Where could he be?" David thought our game was so hilarious that he giggled loudly from his not-so-hidden hiding spot. We continued to look high and low for him, and he continued to give himself away with his delighted giggling. Finally, we found him. He shrieked with excitement, and then the game started over again. I think that looking for God in our lives is a lot like looking for my little cousin, David, who was hiding in plain sight. The 13th century theologian Meister Eckhart said, "God is like a person who clears his throat while hiding and so gives himself away." But if we are moving too fast, or if we are too distracted by the noise and clutter of this life, we might miss those little clues of God's presence, the throat clears and the giggling that points us towards God. Today, as I mentioned, is the first Sunday of Lent. Lent is a penitential season, the 40 days when we fast and clear away distractions in preparation for the joy of Easter. Lent is the perfect time to refocus on God, to pay attention to how God is at work in your life. That is why we in the church have a tradition of fasting during Lent. Some people fast on Fridays, or they might fast from meat, and others fast from something like chocolate or Facebook or some other indulgence. The reason we fast in Lent is to clear away distractions so that we can better see, hear, and feel God. It's a time to pay closer attention. We don't always hear God's voice speaking directly to us. But if we pay attention, we can hear God speaking to us in the voice of a friend, or in the words of scripture that we hear on Sunday, or in a book. Sometimes we can best hear God when we turn off our cell phones and our computers and just listen to the silence. We don't always see the heavens torn open, but if we pay attention, we can see God in the clouds, in the trees, and in the green water of the Guadalupe River. We can see God in the face of a child or in a work of art. We don't always feel the Holy Spirit descending upon us like a dove. But if we pay attention, we can feel God in the hand we hold, or in the music we listen to, or in the grass beneath our bare feet. Because the question is never whether God is paying attention to us, even though sometimes it may feel like that, especially when we are weighed down with stress or worry, or we're feeling lonely or sad, or when we're in a dry or difficult spiritual season. But in these times, we must remember that God is always paying attention to us. The question is whether we are paying attention to God. When we intentionally watch and listen for God, when we learn to see the ways that God is always revealing himself to us, then we don't have to long jealously for those big aha moments of revelation. When we open ourselves up to meet God in the little moments of the day, then we allow God to speak to us always, and not just in moments of big decision or big defining moments. When we choose to be always on the search for God, seeking God out in places high and low, listening for that throat clear or that giggle. Then each day we can get to know God a little better. Then each day holds the thrill, excitement, and delight of the best game of hide and seek you will ever play. The delight not just of seeking and of finding, but of being found. Amen.